It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We do have brand new friends in, guests from the community. From New Boston High School, the Lions are represented this morning. The FFA and Agriculture Department there at New Boston. Angie Duke is the ag teacher, and she said she's been there about 3 years at New Boston, but doing this for about 20 years or so. And we've got some students in with us this morning. We got Kennedy, Faith, Dawson, and Dalton all in. And it's great to have you. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
How about you?
Well, if I offered him some food, he'd be saying, that's really good.
Yes, sir.
But unfortunately, I don't have any. But it's great to have you guys in here. Now, we're talking about a big event that you've got coming up this month. It is not this Saturday, but it's the following Saturday, which is the 16th of April. It's going to begin at 5 p.m. with a barbecue supper, then 6 p.m. with an auction at the Trailhead Park Pavilion in New Boston. And it all has to do with raising money for the FFA and the ag there in New Boston. And first of all, before we get to talking about the auction and also the items, the projects that you guys have done that are going to be on display, there's going to be a supper with barbecue. What all is going to be with this supper?
So I have pinto beans, pulled pork,
potato salad, and drink.
It's so all going to be $5, too.
You get all that for just $5?
Yes, sir.
And you can't even walk into, well, I was going to say a fast food joint and get something for $5, even half that much right now. So you can get that all for $5. And we do know that if you need to get a takeout and take it to somebody that can't come to the event, but they want to eat some of this good food, you can do that as well. Or you can eat there, right? Yes, now, sir. While they're eating that barbecue, I understand there's going to be some entertainment.
Yes, sir. It's going to be one of our buddies. His name's Jack Abson. He went to district convention. He performed on the talent team. What did he place?
He placed second at the talent team.
Yeah, he placed second at the talent team, and he's going to be up there. He's just going to do like a little acoustic performance, and he's going to be up there for probably about 45 minutes while everybody eats.
Well, you're eating the barbecue. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then at 6 o'clock, that's when the auction kicks off. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we're going to be selling a lot of our projects that the kids at New Boston made. And it's going to have stuff like smokers, cedar bar and stools, hay feeder, porch swing, fish cookers, and a bunch of other projects that the New Boston students have made in the metal and wood shops.
All right. Yeah, you were talking about some of the things you enjoyed making out of the metal shop.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that a little bit.
So me and Dawson, we are usually in the metal shop, and we've made a bunch of different projects in our 4 years of FFA, and most of them would be like trailers and smokers and hay feeders and fish cookers.
All right. You told me we're going over to Kennedy and Faith. Y'all worked on some projects too here recently. Talk about that.
We generally work more in the wood shop or in decorative things. Like we're making blanket ladders, some soap dispensers, less outdoor things like they make, more smokers and trailers. They want more tactical things.
Right.
We're more decorative. Like we've, in our auction, we have things from decorative wood signs to portable smokers.
Cool. All right. So you can get you a good item, probably get a good price on it, and help out the FFA and the ag students over in New Boston, which will help out everybody, and you can have a good time while you're doing it as well. We're going to continue talking with all of you guys and talk a little bit about what you've enjoyed as far as being in the ag department at New Boston over the years. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture, which is American-made quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the continued sponsor for our talk with our new friends from the FFA, the ag department there in New Boston. We got high school seniors. They're going to be graduating in, a little over a month. We've got Dalton, Dawson, Faith, and Kennedy from the New Boston High School, and their teacher, Angie Duke, is over there as well, but she walked out of the room. There's only so many mics. She said, you guys talk. And so we decided we'd do it. But she brought up something about some things that you've done on the trips. I didn't catch it all, but talk about that, what she was asking you to talk about.
So basically every summer, every so often during the school year, we'll have like these conventions that mm-hmm. we go to, and basically
vote for new officers and the district and area conventions.
And then we go to state, and sometimes if people, they work hard enough, they'll get these degrees that you could get at the state level, which will be state.
Your Lone Star degrees is what it's called.
Okay, what Lone Star degree, what does that mean to us people out there that don't know?
It's the highest degree you can get in the state of Texas in FFA.
Okay. That's the best you could get right there.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Three of us have it. I think out of the senior group, only three of us got it this year.
And then to get it, you have to do like 25 or more volunteer community service hours and go to state and some and CDE competitions, which is career development events, like forestry or forages and things of that sort.
Forestry, that's a great profession, forestry. Are you getting into that?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm going to college for at SFA.
Super. Hey, you can make a good living being a forester. There's no doubt about it. And you were talking about the Lone Stars. Y'all got it? Anybody got it?
Yes, sir. It's only me, Dalton, and Kennedy who have it.
All right. That's okay.
I messed up.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. But we were talking on the Facebook that you guys take a lot of long trips. You went to Lubbock and Waco and places like that. Obviously, besides the great food you run into, barbecue places and things like that, what do you enjoy the most about those trips that you took? Because you guys are seniors, and this is the last year. So,
basically, just us all being able to stay together. We all stay in the same hotel, but we just have to have different rooms. Like, we got split between genders. Boys get one room, and then girls get another. But I think it's all just about having, like, family. We started out as freshmen, and, like, we all grew together as a family while we go on these trips. Mm-hmm. We're always together. We sit in long car rides. Mm-hmm. And we sit in lines probably 8 or 10 hours just waiting to, like, let our projects get unloaded, letting our heifers or our livestock get unloaded at Fort Worth and Waco, San Angelo, Houston.
Wow.
Actually, Houston is the longest one because 22 hours one time sitting in line.
You learn patience, too, I understand.
Yes, sir.
One thing you might learn as you get older, I don't know, maybe it doesn't work this way with everybody else, but I don't know. I think I don't know if I'm as patient now as I was when I was your age. I think I was more patient your age than I am now. Hey, anyway, what have y'all enjoyed the most about the trips? I'm talking to the girls.
Bothering my ag teachers the whole time.
Hey, love it.
Amen. And telling them that I have to go to the bathroom every 30 minutes.
Well, yeah. They hate to hear that.
Mine's always the joke. Every time we go to a restaurant, I always look at the waitress when she comes up to bring us our ticket. And I ask her, we have this running joke, and I go, "Hey, ma'am." She goes, "Yes." I said, "You want to feel my shirt?" And so she'll feel my shirt, and I says, "What does that feel like?" She says, "She don't know." And I'll just sit there and go, "It's boyfriend material." And she'd always end up dying.
But the whole time he has a girlfriend.
Oh! Well,
it's just a running joke.
Okay. Got to be careful there. All right. What have you enjoyed the most about the trip?
I think I agree with both of them. Mm. It is always fun bothering your ag teachers. But I agree with Dawson, too. It's lots of fun from freshman to senior year. These people specifically, you grow with them. You learn that even though you don't like them all the time, you have to put up with them.
Yeah.
And you do love them.
A little bit.
Yeah, kind of like
maybe a little.
Like a brother and a sister,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
just a little.
Just a little bit.
All right. And you said that y'all did something radio-wise?
Yes.
Tell us about that real quick.
It's a radio broadcasting competition. Uh-huh. It's a CDE, a career development event.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we write a script about something prevalent in agriculture today. This year, our script was over hemp production. And you go, and usually it's three people to a team.
Uh-huh.
You present your radio broadcast to a panel of judges, and they grade you on how well they could hear you, if they liked the content, things like that.
Very cool.
Even though we didn't do too good at it, we like doing it.
Well, that's the main thing. As long as you like it,
It's just like talking to them.
That's the main thing. Talking with the seniors from the New Boston High School. They're in the FFA, the Ag Department there, and they got a big event coming up next Saturday the 16th, which we will highlight again in just a moment. But I told them we would play a game, and we're going to do that. Y'all play along out there in Radioland. The game today is true or false, so you've got a 50-50 shot of getting it right. I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's true or false. Okay, we ready?
Ready.
Ready. The three most common seasonings found in an American home are salt, cinnamon, and chili powder. Is that true or false? The three most common seasonings found in an American home: seasoned salt, chili powder, and cinnamon.
False.
Somebody said false.
True.
True?
True.
True?
True.
True. We got three trues and one false, and the answer is true. It is right. Speaking of spices and such, the word oregano, your Italian spice there, means joy of the fields in Greek. Does oregano mean joy of the fields in Greek? Is that true or is that false?
True.
Somebody said true.
False.
False.
I think it's false.
Two falses.
True.
Two. We're split. It's false. It means the joy of the mountains, not the joy of the fields. The joy of the mountains. I guess you gotta know your Greek, which I don't know. This is kind of crazy. Ancient Egypt physicians once used jolts from electric eels on their patients to treat arthritis. Ancient Egyptian physicians use electric eels to jolt their patients to treat arthritis. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. They did some crazy
false
stuff.
We got one false, and false is kind of right. It's false because they did use electric, and I've never heard of this, but maybe you guys have, electric catfish? Have you heard of electric catfish?
No.
No. I hope we don't find out.
Maybe they don't have them anymore. It happened in ancient Egypt. But anyway, they said they used electric catfish.
Wow.
So I think you all kind of got that one right. Over 1.2 billion people in the world live on less than $1 a day. So they earn $1 a day or less over 1.2 billion. Remember, there are like, 7 or 8 billion people in the world these days?
Mm.
Is that true or false?
False.
We got a false?
I'm going to say true.
Got a true?
True.
About a bunch of trues and a false, and it is true. Over 1.2 billion people in the world live on less than a dollar a day.
Wow.
How do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. That is very... hula hoops. Anybody good at hula hoops?
No.
No. Okay. Whammo, which made them, manufactured 20,000 hula hoops a week at the peak of the hula hoop popularity, which actually peaked, they say, in 1958. So, did they produce 20,000 hula hoops a week at the peak? Was it less than that or more than that? You think they did 20,000 a week? True or false?
That's a lot.
Not really, because it's only plastic going into a circle.
Yeah.
True.
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 I think they probably made more, so false.
She got it right.
Oh.
It was actually during the peak, 20,000 a day.
Oh.
Wow. Instead of 20,000 a week.
That's a lot of hula hoops.
That's a lot of hula hoops. I guess they were really popular in 58. All right, two more. Baskin-Robbins plain vanilla ice creams account for 25% of their sales. The Baskin-Robbins stores plain vanilla accounts for 25 or a quarter of their sales. Think that's true?
Vanilla?
Yeah.
No.
False.
No, because they have to use...
No, chocolate's way better.
They have to use vanilla.
No, it's going to be true because a lot of people don't eat chocolate.
We got a true over there.
Yeah. And it's going to be true.
They say it is true.
Okay.
It is true.
Wow.
And finally, Dairy Queen.
Chocolate's not even
I don't know about you, but I love Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen first was opened in Joliet, Illinois. Dairy Queen, the first Dairy Queen was in Joliet, Illinois.
False.
She says false.
True.
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 False.
It's true. It was Joliet, Illinois.
It's not a Texas.
We think of it as Texas.
Yeah.
Probably more in Texas than anywhere else, but it actually started in Illinois in 1940. All right, there you go. Y'all did quite well, by the way, on True or False.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. New Boston FFA Auction and Barbecue Supper is a week from this Saturday, April 16th, at the Trailhead Pavilion Park in downtown New Boston. The events begin at 5 p.m. with the barbecue supper You can get barbecue supper and all the fixings for just $5. And if somebody needs one and they're not going to get to come, you can take a takeout to them. The auction begins at 6 p.m. The proceeds will help out the FFA there. All kinds of neat items that these guys and girls have made. And you can come earlier, you said, and look at the projects and talk with the students as well during the afternoon hours. But it'll all be going on that evening. I hope y'all raise a lot of money and have a lot of fun. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And there's going to be the entertainment there with the guitar playing, acoustic, and all that. So thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it. It was great to meet you. All right.
Thanks for having us.
You are more than welcome.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.